Mishra Chafetzach, Simen Tafnun Aleph, Zif Yurchas.
In case you want to deny the kasher, you're nafo. You're sieve.
Nafo.
Anafo. Yeah. Hanafa tzarech l'dachlik b'ma'oid l'nakoysa m'b'sisei chomet n'idbakpo. You have to be very careful to clean it out from the pieces of chomet that is stuck to it. B'nitzrach m'nidbak b'nikvei arigas hanafa u'be'ed shabo. It gets stuck in the holes, right? The nafa has like little holes in it because it's a sieve. That's what it is. Yeah, it's a what? No. A lafa, I don't know if you can cash. Unless you're Tamani, then an apple and the wood in the wood. The sharp swords to remind me of yop, you have to clean it very well in the water. Well then the cold shark clay alay alisha, the other kalim that you use for kneading, shaship should then ikagodal. Cleaning them well is a very big important part of the kashering process. The nogu shalodis zokto ramov. The nogu shalodis shamish manapo de golo. Midig is not even to use an apple. I dare go to the English shanos. The chain, the kol v'yotiv is that, and anything similar to this. To go in, hakli shakorin ribazim. Okay. Oya kishor echayim. Right, I guess it catches the, when you grind in the millstone. Kulam l'mandu agol. Okay, in Salem, baskets from Shamshim and Chometz Dinam Kenofa. Again, because it's too much of a chash that the piece of Chometz is going to get stuck in there. And like we learned a lot of times, whenever there's Chometz Be'en, Hagolah doesn't work. I will Sakim Yeshonim Noigim Ben Heter, I did Kibbutz, old Sakim that you used, I guess you haven't used in a while. If you can wander them, then it's okay. But Zerva Atiyah Kolak Sira Shaben Koydim Akibbutz. You have to untie all the stitching before you launder it. Okay. Tzadukhev. Yishav shifu or yisob b'mayim. So lemer l'akar shem nikwa tzayet if you have to clean it well, then you have to wash it. Yim yobo olem mayim mikoydim afil ha mikhtoso shuv ein latakon al dishtambish bo v'pesach l'kuli alma. Because if you get it wet before you clean it, then for sure you can't use it. Because a lot of the more chashav shem chom that chametz Or make it harder to get out. Okay, the kol shark clay alisha, all kalim that have to do with meeting. But oydas agolah lo yizke b'zeh if this if it doesn't the mechaber doesn't talk about agolah, he just talks about cleaning. The chabad veir leel but if you zayin im loshin ba kol shartan tzich agolah, because he already said in the previous if that if you need it all year round you have to do agolah. V'hal kashminin deloy name of the yoytim agolah lechud, and now he's telling us don't think agolah is enough because you should know you have to clean it very well. Inami, or the pshat is the halacha Irish shaloshim bo rak leprokim. The meradin in tzarech agala, or the pshat is the mechaber left out agala, because he's talking about when you only use it once in a while, in which case they wouldn't need agala. All we need is the cleaning. Shalosh l'shtamish enough by day agala. The Mos says we don't do it. We don't use the nafa. Even if you did agola to it, where it's a loymar, af aydei shifshif agola, even if you cleaned it and did, and then did agola. Mitam, the koshim, oiz, and nakla, znik, v'napa, because it's very hard to clean out. Right, and that's the aside. If something's very hard to clean out, we're not going to rely on the agola. But the yevin, in love, in the shamash, love, in Pesach, aydei shifshif, aydei v'chud. But the yevin, if you use it on Pesach, even with just a good cleaning, and not agola, yeshlizmo, v'apsak, mechabe, the shvili, the shifshif, the chud, sogi, and be semich, and mechabe. That shifshuf is enough. I mean, that depends on what he said before. Did the mechaber mean shifshuf and then agol, or did he mean just shifshuf? That was the shibur had that shaila before. He didn't. I guess now he's taking on that he meant shifshuf only. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, but before the shibur had a suffix, he said maybe he just means shifshuf because he already told you agol on the previous fifth. Or maybe it just means shifshuf. Now he's saying clearly shifshuf l'chud, yeah. V'ein l'shanois, and you should not change from this minute, the Rambam says. And the tzarech l'knos nafa chadasha, you better buy a new nafa for Pesach. V'meinu maitzul l'knos chadasha, if you can't buy a new one, mutv shol l'raket, akim achlal, then do not sift. If you can't find one, don't sift. A sifter, sees, yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. What are you talking about? Nowadays, no one would even have a havmin to sift in the first place, because you have all your matzahs from Pesach anyway. And nowadays, no one has a havmin to kasher a sifter. But once upon a time, this mattered.
One.
What? You have one sifter, and you didn't have all the matzahs. And you have all the matzahs before Pesach. You have to make matzahs on Pesach too. So maybe you have to know these halachas. And who knows? Maybe there are situations even nowadays where people, you know, come to these halachas. Okay. Achein, nimta gagre chita bekemach. If you find little wheat kernels in the flour, dimkein nimta oizem pesach b'matzah b'gushalus yasor. And therefore, if you find them in matzah that's already baked, it's aser. I guess because of the chashash that became chavit. After the yeshlis mecha after chadchilu lahokel, a yedei sheshabshu oisahetev mitchilu vechakas yagileno zahavei kachalito. Meaning, if you found these gagar chita in it, so it's aser, and now you have to kasha the nafu. So then, in that case, after you could be soymeich to clean it and kasher it. The mi'efshu l'nak koiso, if you can't clean it out, the inlo nofa, and you don't have another sifter, azay yishmo shelo yoichal matzah kim yiveshim. So then you should be careful to only eat them dry. V'lo yivashlein, don't cook them in water, which some people wouldn't do anyway. This is a gebrokt idea. Because the, yes, but the Mishmur is not saying to do this by all matzahs. He's saying if you see these pieces of chita in it, then you have to be makbar on gebrokt. Because then it's a real chash, it's going to become chomet. The meaning of gebrokt, I guess, is an extension of that, meaning all matzahs, don't let them get wet. But over here, but this is the story, this is the story of that idea. That's already a chumrah, because by regular matzah, who says there's anything there, because it's already baked, it's already... But when you have these gagar lechita in it, he says, so then, you got to be very careful. And if the matzah was cooked with water, taka aser. You got to make sure to eat it dry. If water got on the sifter, with this type of flour that has the gagar lechita in it, so now water got on the sifter. Or it just means tamazoy water got on the sifter. He means dafka, no, not just gagar chita. Even if there's tam leftover flour in the sifter and water got on it, lechoro. No. Is that what he means? Yeah, lechoro. Because the flour is still raw. Ein lo takon l'shtamish ba pesach af l'das mechaber, then there's no way to use the sifter. But if you did sift kemach on Pesach with the nafa that got water on it since last Pesach, even though I guess it's not wet now, because even if it got water on it after last Pesach and the water that got on it became chomet, at this point, that chometz that's caked onto the nafa, at this point, that's already called chometz nuksha. That's already it's not edible chometz lechayr. And chometz nuksha is batal b'shushim. There's no din b'chometz nuksha that it asks the kol shum. Right? Why? Because we learned the reason that chometz asks the kol shum. One of the reasons is because it's shaykh to nitzik kars, which chometz nuksha we'll learn about in the beginning of the third turnus, is not shaykh to the isur kars. It makes sense that chometz nuksha, at least Shittas Rashi was that way. Shittas Rambam was davar sheyesh lo matirin. Remember? So at least the Rashi Shita makes a lot of sense. Chometz nuksha, you're not going to have a din of asering the koshu. Okay, let's stop here. Thank you. Bye.